Exclusive: Cornel West demands Democrats abandon Kamala Harris. She is part of a corrupt Democratic Party. By Hannah Knudsen on August 19, 2024. Presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris is part of a corrupt Democratic Party. Third-party presidential candidate Cornel West said during a pro-Palestinian protest outside of the Democratic National Convention, DNC, in Chicago, Illinois, encouraging Democrats to abandon Harris. When Breitbart News asked West what his message was to Harris at the DNC, he said, "I would say shame on my dear sister Harris in enabling genocide and denying genocide and the issues of mass incarceration. The issues of wealth inequality, the issues that she still has not been able to speak to." He quickly asserted that Harris is part of a corrupt Democratic Party. "And the Democratic Party does not speak to the elimination of genocide, the elimination of poverty, the elimination of homelessness, the elimination of workers subordinated, and so forth," West continued, as fellow protesters surrounded him, holding signs reading, "Abandon Harris, Free Palestine, Sick." Watch: Cornel West leads Abandon Harris procession at pro-Palestinian protest at DNC in Chicago. West added that he wants to tell Democrat voters that they must be challenged by the truth. "And truth and justice find very little space in a corrupt two-party system," he said. "And the Democratic Party's living in illusion and self-deception if they think that they can enable genocide and walk around as if they have moral authority," he continued, referring to the Free Palestine movement. West explained that the Abandon Harris sign is for the country and the world, and it shows that they stand in solidarity with their struggle against a vicious genocide, ethnic cleansing, and apartheid condition. "It means any politician who does not speak against that genocide will not receive support," he appeared to say. When asked if he is calling for Democrat voters to abandon Harris, West said, "We are calling for more than that. We want Palestinians to be free. We want them to live a life of dignity and decency. We want them to be free of this genocidal assault. And I want the children to have smiles on their faces rather than bodies blown apart. That's what we really want, and that's true for oppressed people around the world," he said, adding he wants that in places such as Haiti, Sudan, Congo, the south side of Chicago, and Brazil. "That's why I'm here for, but everyone has their own motivation, you know what I mean," he added. Watch the entire live stream below.